This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on remarkable growth of Indian core industries. The participants are Kumar Bijoy, economic analyst, and Sonu Sood, anchor.
Commerce and Industry Ministry yesterday released figures according to which the combined index of 8 core industries increased by 6.7% in February 2024 as compared to February 2023. Production of coal, natural gas, cement, steel, crude oil, electricity and refinery products recorded positive growth in February 2024. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you.
We'd like to know from you these figures which have come out, 6.7%. Increase in the combined index of 8 core industries in February 2024. What implications does it have for the entire economy, and how healthy do you find these figures?
First of all, we have to understand the basic composition of core sector. And this core sector is, as you rightly mentioned, it is of 8 different industries, and which is going to indicate the actual development of economy. It is a barometer which indicates that how economy is going to develop. So normally there are two levels data is available. One is on a year-on-year basis, and another little high-frequency data month-on-month basis is there. So right now the data which has been there with for February 2024, because normally with 1 month lag data is available, so that growth was 6.7%. Now here we have to go on month-on-month basis. We'll find out that these month-on-month basis data, the last October data, that is October 2023, was really very impressive, and 12.7% of the growth was there compared to the previous October, that is 2022. And after that, November onward, the growth rate had declined. November, December, it was in declining mode, and January was further declining. So from 12.7% in October, it has come down to 7.9% in November, further declined to 4.9% in December. Then in January, it came down to bottom to 4.1%. But from there, now in February, it is 6.7%. This is something, it is a matter of cheer that after a 3 consecutive months of decline, there is a reversal in the growth rate of core sector.
You feel this is in keeping with the other macro figures that have come out regarding the GDP growth, regarding the GST collections, the purchasing managers index indicators, direct tax collections. So it is economic momentum that we are observing. It goes along with that, the figures that we are seeing in the core growth.
This has been actually in, and we can look at it in coordination and in set with that other indicators also. And so far as industrial production index is there, that IIP itself has got 40% plus weightage, to be more precise, 40.27% of weightage of this core sector. So if this core sector is making a turnaround in the growth on a high frequency data, then in that case, certainly IIP is also going to have a better. And IIP is getting better, then certainly GDP is well represented, and GDP is going to have that better representation. And we all know that last quarter GDP, which came to with a great pleasant surprise, and it was 8.4%, and that growth rate was really very, very encouraging, healthy, and moral boosting that, yes, economy is on a good upward movement, and that upward movement is expected to continue in future, because core sector is also giving that a good indicator, because core sector is a barometer. And that's why we should be little happy to have these figures, that future is, seems to be comparatively brighter.
So, sir, as you said, you know that it has about 40% weightage in index of industrial production, the core sector. So you feel that the index of industrial production figures for February, which are expected on April 12th, they are expected to rise from January figure was 3.8% growth. Can we expect them to rise to, let's say, 5%, 6%?
Certainly it will be, you know, upward side, and there will be, you know, significant upward movement will be there. I'll not be able to capture it in figure exactly, because if we say 40.27%, then means closer to 60%, some other components are also there. But I'm hopeful that, yes, it will be always upward in the coming result.
And another figure which seems heartening and which gives a wider picture is that the cumulative growth so far in financial year 2024 in core sectors is 7.7%. 6.8%, which was 6.8% in the same period last year. So you feel this gives a wider positive picture?
Yes, that is true. This is really very, very good part and impressive part that it is 7.7%. But again, here I would like to mention one important point is that if you consider April-February figure for 22-23, it was 8.2. And this year it is 7.7. So 7.7 is good compared to the previous figure, but year back figure was comparatively higher. Actually, if we look into this core sector components on an annual basis, then we will find out that up to 2020, figures were in single digit, either sometime even negative growth had been there in 2021. Now that was a special case because of COVID and other things. Even prior to that, 2019-20 was also less than 0.5% of the growth was there. But after 21-22, growth had improved, and this improvement is actually giving a better signal that yes, in future, we can expect now that growth rate closer to 7-8% or 9% will be maintained. If it goes to double digit, no, nothing like that. And there is a huge potential that core sector can grow to double digit. And it is not only potential, we need it also, because if core sector growth rate will be in double digit, then only we will be having GDP on a sustainable basis on a higher side growth, which is required for a better positioning of economy in a long target or long perspective.
In fact, in coal, in natural gas, in cement, double digit growth has been achieved in February. If we talk overall about the high core growth that we are seeing, what would you say, what are the key three main factors which have led to this high rate of growth?
If we minutely look into those eight different industries in this market, then fertilizer had been a little disappointing, which had got a negative growth. And because of that, it has a little pulled down the overall growth rate in the February to 6.7. But big dent has not been possible through fertilizer, because of simple reason, the overall weightage of fertilizer is comparatively less. It is only 2.63% of the weightage is there in this core sector. But three prominent ones, that is coal, natural gas and cement, has got double-digit growth rate, which has maintained it on a higher side. One sector which has little down on this, refinery products, 2.6%. But refinery product has been also not very impressive, like in the previous periods, which had been very impressive in a double-digit growth rate. So these are the certain reasons to keep this in a moderated way. But certainly, as I, you know, we were talking that it is a turnaround after 3 months of decreasing growth. This is a matter of joy. Now, what are the factors is stimulating these growths or impacting these growth? These factors are even private investment has started picking up in India. And private, because that was comparatively silent in the previous periods. But now, since private investments and private demands have started increasing, and that has led to this growth story, especially with this hydrocarbon growth story, is better. And it is lifting up on the, you can say, brighter side. So if government demand, government anyway, infrastructure is one component factor, which is from the public investment, but private investment demand two together, certainly we can look even the bigger figure, GDP figure will also be coming very impressive in the coming period. Sometime in the April, May, when the result will be there, that will be a very nice result.
You talked about infrastructure growth being at a fast pace. Coal has grown at 11.6%. Output of cement has grown at 10.2%. Output of steel has grown at 8.4%. And these are the basic industries which are required for infrastructure growth, be it the public infrastructure or housing or commercial. So you feel that this is a very, you know, a double-pronged, you can say, positive impact. At one hand, it leads to self-reliance. Whatever we need for this expansion in the economy, we are getting it indigenously. And also when steel plants come up, when cement plants expand or come up, jobs are generated and more demand is generated, more consumption is generated.
You're very right, and that is really very important point, what you were mentioning. Here, I'd like to invite one more important aspect here, or one more dimension. This is different, whether it is coal, whether it is cement or steel. Even if I say it is core of core, if you have to have any capacity building which will be making the country more productive, more progressive, these sectors have to grow. Secondly, these sectors are directly related to industry in India. Now, if you look 22-23 figures of GDP in India, sector-wise, this primary sector, secondary sector, and tertiary sector, which is a normal in economics class one discussed, service sector has contributed 53.34% in 22-23, which is actually more than 50%. Industry sector has produced only 28%. So 28.25% industry sector has been there. It is normally perceived that a sustainable economic growth will be possible when at least more than one third of your income should come from some value addition on the natural output, that is manufacturing. And if manufacturing sector is growing, then your growth will be sustainable, because only service sector growth, which normally we have seen 90s onward after opening of our economy, we had actually built our story on service sector. So this sector has been not contributing to one-third level or 40% level, which really requires that this sector should be boosted up. And these indicators of coal, cement, steel, all these natural gases, these are the things which is right now you can consider that industry sector is expected to grow and contribute to GDP what is expected from the industry sector. That is what I perceive, and it is a much needed, much required one.
Absolutely. In fact, you mentioned natural gas here. The output grew 11.3%, highest in 2 years. Crude oil, 7.9% growth last year. It had fallen 4.9%. And electricity has grown, electricity output has grown 6.3%, which is a four-month high. So you feel that for energy security also, these figures are heartening and they are pointing towards, you know, India moving towards a comfortable position?
Very true. That is what it is. Electricity ultimately is one very important point, and we consider electricity as one of the independent indicators. This is very, very important part. It is an independent indicator, and this being an independent indicator, higher the consumption of electricity, higher the growth of electricity means economy is progressing. And it is without any kind of limit. You can say that if you ask me one indicator, I'll consider electricity as the first that indicator to gauge the growth potential or growth rate of the economy.
In fact, now the electricity which is generated from renewable resources, that is also included. You feel that a very seamless supply of electricity is important for not only ease of living, for industry, for the electric vehicle industry?
And very true. It is there. And that is why, see, I think now whatever electricity reporting is there, it is inclusive of renewable energy. And since it is inclusive of renewable energy, so certainly it is, you know, one very important segment that we have to watch. And not only the electricity supply, of course, uninterrupted electricity supply, whatever we call, say, UPS, in a true sense of UPS from the source itself. And second, you know, quality without any fluctuation. Third, whatever, wherever it is required in that way. And fourth, if it could be clean electricity, whether it is through solar, whether it is through, you know, some generation of bio gradient or something similar nature, is how fast we can move away from fossil fuels to generate electricity. That is what really needed.
And if we talk about the month which we are in and for which the figures are next going to come, March is the last month of financial year 2024, where all the governments will rush to, you know, meet their capex targets. How will this impact the core growth figures for March? You feel they will be probably even be higher?
Hopeful so. Really, March it will be higher, because there is no reason. See, whatever the projects are already running, and even as I was mentioning, that private investment is picking up both at the macro level and retail level. These investments, certainly they will be giving a good demand for these products, and ultimately the result which we will be expecting, you know, by the end of the April for March that will be really better than this. And I'm hopeful that it should be somewhere closer to two-digit growth rate should be available.
So on this optimistic note, we'd like to wind up this discussion. Thank you so much, Mr. Bijoy, for giving us, you know, a deeper insight into the various aspects related to core sector growth of our country.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
You were listening to a discussion on remarkable growth of Indian core industries. The participants were Kumar Bijoy, economic analyst, and Sonu Sood, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.